Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Just step back and look at the United States and the world. What a mess. Everywhere you look, there's another serious problem. It's U.S. debt. It's European debt. And will there be war in the Middle East, Israel, and Iran? And what about North Korea and Iran's race to create a nuclear weapon? The future is about as uncertain as it has been since the fall of the Soviet Union. So with that backdrop, I want to review my predictions made last year and give you some for this year. Number one, last year I said we will get a U.S.-South Korean trade agreement passed. We did, and also passed one with Colombia and Panama. Number two, I said the farm bill would not be written in 2011. It wasn't. And number three, I predicted that the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, would fix our trucking trade dispute with Mexico. And he got it done. And number four, I said pressure to produce more grain would push the administration to release some of our conservation reserve acres to go back into production. Didn't happen. Now for 2012 predictions. Number one, the Congress will pass a farm bill this year, but not until after the fall election, perhaps in a lame duck session. Agriculture spending will be on the chopping block, not the nutritional programs. And number two, the ethanol fuel mandate will survive. We have critics, but they won't win, not this year. The gallons of ethanol produced will depend more on the price of oil than anything else. Number three, our livestock industry will continue to face headwinds this year. The Humane Society wants to tell us how to raise our pigs and calves and chickens. They have enough allies in the public that our customers are applying pressure. McDonald's is telling us to get rid of our gestation crates. We should stand our ground, but we're not going to win. And number four, I predict that Romney will, in the end, be the Republican nominee. I expect it to be a very close presidential election this fall, and it could go either way. I say Romney will be our next president, but I'm not going to bet the farm on it. Number five, Republicans will continue control of the House and also gain four more seats in the Senate. Harry Reid will be leader no more. And finally, this will be another good year for the agriculture industry, from the farmer rancher through the whole food chain. In spite of the global uncertainty, let's take it on. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain.